Hello, BKFK listeners. What a year it has been. It's given us such great pleasure to have brought you all of our stories. We really hope you enjoyed listening to them as much as we enjoyed producing them. We've got so many more coming next year. So from me, Ruby, and my dad, Dan.
That's me.
From all of us at BKFK,
we wish you the merriest Christmas ever.
The Elves and the Shoemaker. There was once a shoemaker who, through no fault of his own, had become so poor that at last he had only enough leather left for one more pair of shoes.
My dear,
he said to his wife,
it looks like the end of the road for us. No more leather after this. No more shoes. No more money. We're done for, my darling.
We'll manage somehow, dear husband.
His wife reassured him.
Just finish the last pair tomorrow.
In the evening, he cut out the shoes which he intended to begin upon the next morning. And then he lay down quietly, holding his wife's hand, and together they fell asleep. In the morning, he woke up, stretched, and had a breakfast of dry bread and hot water. When he stepped into his workshop to sit down for work, he stopped and stared in amazement. There on his workbench, he saw the pair of shoes he had prepared standing finished.
How can this be?
He spluttered. He could not understand it in the least. He held up the shoes to examine them more closely.
Perfection,
he said with admiration.
These shoes are so neatly sewn that not a stitch is out of place. They're as good as the work of a master shoemaker.
Darling,
he called to his wife,
come take a look at this.
She entered the workshop and gasped.
What a masterpiece. How did you make them so quickly?
I didn't,
he replied.
They were here when I walked in.
Before they could say another word, the doorbell of the shop rang. There was a customer. Filled with excitement, his wife bustled towards the door, neatening up the shop as quickly as she could.
Good morning, sir,
she said as she opened the door. And in stepped a smart-looking gentleman in a top hat.
Good morning, madam,
he said as he looked around at the empty shelves. There was not a single shoe to be seen.
I'm terribly sorry. I took this to be a shoe shop,
he said.
It is indeed, sir. It's just we're waiting for a delivery. Perhaps you could...
Hold on,
interrupted the shoemaker from behind the counter.
I do have one pair that you might be interested in.
He held up the mysterious pair of shoes.
Good Lord,
said the gentleman in awe.
How much do they cost?
5 silver pieces,
said the shoemaker uncertainly.
5 silver pieces? You must be joking. For such a masterpiece, don't sell yourself short, my good man. I'll give you 10.
And so he did. He stacked the coins onto the counter and hurried off with the shoes tucked under his arm, whooping with delight. The shoemaker and his wife looked at each other in shocked silence.
10 silver pieces,
he said slowly.
It's a miracle,
said his wife.
With that, we can buy enough leather to make 2 pairs of shoes.
She rushed off to buy some more leather. And in the evening, the shoemaker cut the leather to prepare for work the next day. He neatly laid the pieces on his workbench next to his hammer, nails, scissors, and all the other tools that one needs for shoemaking. The next day, he woke up feeling full of energy. He strode into his workshop, ready for work. But there was nothing to be done. There on the workbench were 2 pairs of shoes, finished to perfection. Within minutes, the doorbell rang. And before the happy couple knew it, they had another 20 silver pieces in their cash register. Off went the shoemaker's wife to buy more leather. And he spent the rest of the day preparing. The next day, there were 4 pairs of beautiful shoes.
Ha-ha!
And then 8.
Woohoo!
And then 16.
Hooray!
And so on, until the shoemaker and his wife had more than enough money to live in comfort. One evening, not long before Christmas, when the shoemaker had cut out shoes as usual, he said to his wife,
"Why don't we stay up tonight to see if we can find out how this miracle is happening?"
"Jolly good idea,"
she said, and they hid themselves in the corner of the room behind the clothes which were hanging there. At midnight, 2 tiny little naked men appeared, softly chattering away to each other.
"Look at their ears,"
whispered the shoemaker.
"I know,"
said his wife softly.
"They must be elves."
The elves sat down at the shoemaker's table, picked up the leather that the shoemaker had prepared, and set to work with their tiny fingers, stitching, sewing, and hammering so neatly and quickly that the shoemaker could not believe his eyes. They did not stop till everything was finished. They chatted in approval, gave each other a friendly pat on the back, and then swiftly ran away into the night. The next day, the wife said,
"The little elves have made us rich. We should really show our gratitude. They run about with nothing on. They must surely freeze with cold. I will make them little shirts, coats, waistcoats, and pants. And you can make them each a pair of shoes."
"Splendid idea,"
said the shoemaker, and they set to work. That evening, they laid out their presents on the table and hid themselves to see how the little elves would behave. At midnight, they came skipping in and were about to set to work. But instead of the leather prepared for the shoes, they found the charming little clothes. At first, they were surprised.
"Where's the leather?"
one asked.
"Blowed if I know,"
said the other.
"But look at these delightful clothes."
In an instant, they put on and smoothed down the pretty clothes, singing,
"Now we're dressed so fine and neat, why make more shoes for others' feet?"
Then they hopped and danced about and leapt over chairs and tables and out the door. They never came back again, but the shoemaker had no need for them anymore. The elves had saved him and his wife from disaster, and now they had enough to live out their years together in comfort.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.